What is no thought? Welcome back. This is Buddhist Books Podcast, episode 302, Zen Buddhism, part 15, in which we're going to read the Platform Sutra. So this is Platform Sutra Part 3. This is the third episode of reading the Platform Sutra, and it's the 15th Zen Buddhism episode. So we alternate between Platform Sutra and Shobo Genzo, Eihei Dogen. And so he's writing in the 1200s in Japan. This is in the 6th century, I believe, in China. I think it's the 6th century. Anyway. I realize the lighting isn't ideal here, but the background is great, isn't it? So, you know, even if you can't see me very well, just enjoy the background while I read this to you. Oh, I was going to point. Go ahead and click right there if you'd like the Zen Buddhism playlist. It's mostly Dogen. It starts out with a movie reaction where I watched the movie called Zen that's about Dogen. But recently, we decided to add this to the mix as well. So I'll pick up right where I left off in part 2 of the Platform Sutra, which was Zen Buddhism part 13. I hope everything's making sense. I hope you're doing well. I hope you had a happy winter solstice and Merry Christmas coming up to those who celebrate. Here we go. This is verse or chapter 27. We're continuing the sixth patriarch of Zen, counting from Bodhidharma, is speaking, so it's in quotes. Quote, "Good friends, this teaching of mine derives from the 84,000 wisdoms." There's a footnote on 84,000 wisdoms. "In this teaching of mine, from one realization of prajna, the 84,000 wisdoms are produced." Okay, I should stop reading footnotes. That's what that tells me. Why is this so? Because there are 84,000 passions in this world. If the passions are done away with, prana is always there and is not apart from your own nature. If you awaken to this Dharma, you will have no thoughts, no recollections, no attachments. Do not depart from deceptions and errors, for they of themselves are the nature of true reality. When all things are illumined by wisdom, and there is neither grasping nor throwing away, then you can see into your own nature and gain the Buddha way. 28. Good friends, if you wish to enter the most profound Dharma realm of the prana samadhi, you must straightforwardly practice the Prajnaparamita. With only one volume of the Diamond Sutra, you may see into your own natures and enter the Prajna? It does have a little tilde above the N, so I'll say Prajna. It's just, I've been living in India for 8 years and people say Prana, so anyway. I'll say Prana. Just so you know, I'm not... All right. The prana samadhi. You know samadhi? In yoga, the eight limbs of yoga, the eighth limb is samadhi. So it's after you've mastered all the rest, including meditation, whatnot. Okay. You will surely understand that the... I think different traditions use the word slightly differently, but it's very impressive to me that it's like the ultimate, you know... eighth of the eight steps of yoga. All right. You will surely understand that the merit of such a person is without bounds. In the sutras, it is clearly praised, and there is no need for me to elaborate. It is the Dharma of the Supreme. It is the Dharma of the Supreme Way that is expounded for men of great wisdom and high capacities. Should a man of small capability for knowledge hear this Dharma, faith would not be produced in his mind. Why is this so? Should a great dragon deluge the earth, Jambudvipa, in parentheses, with a great rain, then cities, towns, and villages would all be washed away, like floating grass and leaves. But should this great rain fall in the great ocean, its waters would neither increase nor lessen. Should a person of the Mahayana hear the Diamond Sutra, his mind will open and he will gain awakening. Therefore, we can say that in the original nature itself, the wisdom of prana exists, and that by using this wisdom yourself and illuminating with it, there is no need to depend on written words. Oh, okay, well, I guess we're done here. Sorry. I'll keep reading anyway. Did I ever tell you that story? I'm in the middle of a sentence. I won't tell you stories. It is as though the rain waters did not come from heaven, but from the beginning the Dragon King draws up the water from the rivers and seas and covers all beings, trees and grasses, things sentient and non-sentient with its wetness. All these waters flow together and enter into the great sea, and the sea gathers them together and combines them into one. So it is with the prana wisdom of the original natures of sentient beings. That's the end of part 28. And so, briefly, I've told this story before, so I'll very briefly just say I had a teacher 8 years ago, and I was beginning to collect books about Buddhism. And he told me, you don't need these books. Just go to the Himalayas and sit in lotus position and meditate, and you'll attain enlightenment after a time. And he said, you know what I see you doing? I see you collecting all the Buddhist books you can get your hands on and reading everything old and new. And then one day, after all that, having gotten nothing out of it, you go to the Himalayas and sit in meditation and you attain enlightenment. And I said, that sounds like a really good plan. I'll do that. Well, I didn't say that at the time. 29. When people of shallow capacity hear the sudden doctrine being preached, they are like the naturally shallow-rooted plants on this earth, which, after a deluge of rain, are all beaten down and cannot continue their growth. People of shallow capacity are like such plants. Although these people have prana wisdom and are not different from men of great knowledge, why is it that even though they hear the Dharma, they are not awakened? It is because the obstructions of their heterodox views are heavy. And the passions deep-rooted. It is like the times when great clouds cover the sun. Unless the wind blows, the sun will not appear. There is no large and small in prana wisdom, because all sentient beings have of themselves deluded minds. They seek the Buddha by external practice and are unable to awaken to their own natures. But even these people of shallow capacity, if they hear the sudden doctrine and do not place their trust in external practices, but only in their own minds. Always raise correct views in regard to their own original natures. Even these sentient beings, filled with passions and troubles, will at once gain awakening. It is like the great sea, which gathers all the flowing streams, and merges together the small waters and the large waters into one. This is seeing into your own nature. Such a person does not abide either inside or outside. He is free to come or go. Readily he casts aside the mind that clings to things. And there is no obstruction to his passage. If in the mind this practice is carried out, then your own nature is no different from the prana paramita, or the hanya haramita, if anybody's tuning in from medieval Nippon. Anyway, 30. All the sutras and written words, Hinayana, Mahayana, the 12 divisions of the canon, all have been postulated by men because of the nature of wisdom within man. It has been possible, therefore, to postulate them. If we were without this wisdom, all things would, from the outset, have no existence in themselves. Therefore, it is clear that all things were originally given rise to by man, and that all the sutras exist because they are spoken by man. Among men, there are the stupid and the wise. The stupid are insignificant, the wise, great men. Should deluded people ask the wise will expound the Dharma for the stupid and enable them to understand and gain a deep awakening. If the deluded person understands and his mind is awakened, then there is no difference between him and the man of wisdom. Therefore, we know that unawakened, even a Buddha is a sentient being, and that even a sentient being, if he is awakened in an instant of thought, is a Buddha. And thus we know that the 10,000 dharmas are all within our own minds. Why not from your own natures make the original nature of true reality suddenly appear? The Pusa Chie Ching says, quote within quotes, from the outset, our own nature is pure, end quote within quotes. If we perceive the mind and see our own natures, then of ourselves we have achieved the Buddha way. Quote within quotes, at once, suddenly, we regain our original mind. End quote within quotes. 31. Good friends. When I was at Priest Jen's place, hearing it, the Diamond Sutra, just once, I immediately gained the great awakening and saw suddenly that true reality with a capital T and a capital R was my original nature. Therefore, I have taken this teaching and, passing it on to later generations, shall make you students of the way suddenly, shall make you students of the way suddenly awaken to enlightenment, and let each of you see into your own minds and suddenly awaken to your own original natures. If you cannot gain enlightenment for yourselves, you must seek a great teacher to show you the way to see into your own self-natures. What is a great teacher? He is a man who understands at once that the Dharma of the Supreme Vehicle is indeed the correct path. This is a great teacher. This is the great causal event, the so-called conversation which will enable you to see Buddha. All the good dharmas are activated by a great teacher. Therefore, although the Buddhas of the three worlds and all the 12 divisions of the canon are from the beginning within the nature of man, if he cannot gain awakening with his own nature, he must obtain a good teacher to show him how to see into his own self-nature. But if you awaken by yourself, do not rely on teachers outside. This guy's speaking my language. I don't know about you, but I can see why Dogen didn't approve of how some people might misinterpret it. Because you don't hear a lot of Buddhist patriarchs and sages telling you, yeah, you might just get it on your own. If so, don't worry about finding a teacher. I'm like, thank you. Could you tell these 16 people that are always nagging me once every few years or so, telling me, hey, you know, really, you ought to have a teacher. Anyway, sorry. If you are deluded in your own mind, here we go. Or what? Yes. If you try to seek a teacher outside and hope to obtain deliverance, you will find it impossible. If you have recognized the good teacher within your own mind, you have already obtained deliverance. If you are deluded in your own mind and harbor erroneous thoughts and contrary concepts, even though you go to an outside teacher, you will not be able to obtain salvation. If you are not able to obtain self-awakening, you must give rise to prana and illuminate with it, and then in one instant, false thoughts will be destroyed. Once you have awakened to the fact that you yourself are your own true good teacher, in one awakening, you will know the Buddha. If standing upon your own nature and mind, you illuminate with wisdom and make inside and outside unclear, you will know your original mind. If you know your original mind, then this then is deliverance. Once you have attained deliverance, this then is the prana samadhi. If you have awakened to the prana samadhi, this then is no thought. What is no thought? The Dharma of no thought means even though you see all things, you do not attach to them, but always keeping your own nature pure, cause the six thieves to exit through the six gates. Those footnotes I am going to look at. The six fields of the senses, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, feeling, and discerning. Those are the six thieves. The six senses are the six thieves. And then they exit through the six, gates? Those six gates are the six sense organs. Eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind. Mind and thought as a sixth sense. A little more down to earth, you might say, than ESP, the sixth sense. I mean, you know. Just saying. All right. Even though you are in the midst of the six dusts. All right. What are the six dusts? The six qualities produced by the objects and organs of sense. sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, and idea. Ah. Oh, discerning and mind and idea. Okay. So the thief is discerning, the gate is mind, and the dust is idea. In that case. Okay. Put it above my head, Editor Edward, would you? These, in this example, based on the footnotes, these are the six thieves. These are the six gates they'll exit through. And these are the six kinds of dust. All right. Feel free to rewind that, write it down. If you're nerdy like me, I'll continue. Even though you are in the midst of the six dusts, you do not stand apart from them, yet are not stained by them, and are free to come and go. This is the prana samadhi, and being free, and having achieved release, is known as the practice of no thought. If you do not think of the myriad things, but always cause your thoughts to be cut off, you will be bound in the Dharma. Is that a good thing? This is known as a biased view. Oh, okay, if you do not think of the myriad things, but always cause your thoughts to be cut off, you will be bound in the Dharma. This is known as a biased view. Again, is it a good thing? If you awaken to the Dharma of no thought, you will penetrate into all things. Okay, so that's a different thing that's not good, right? If you do not think of the myriad things, but always cause your thoughts to be cut off, you will be bound in the Dharma. Oh, you will not be free to come and go. Interesting. Okay, well, tell me how to be free to come and go, please. This is known as a biased view. If you awaken to the Dharma of no thought, you will penetrate into all things thoroughly and will see the realm of the Buddha. If you awaken to the sudden doctrine of no thought, you will have reached the status of the Buddha. And we're all here for status, right? A little pin we can put on, show off, walk around Market Square and say, hey, I've achieved the status. No, I don't think that's what he means. Maybe it's a little bit of the translation. English word status has an emphasis that maybe wouldn't have been there. I'm guessing. Continuing, 32. Good friends. Those in later generations who obtain my teaching, hey, that's us, will always see that my Dharma body is not apart from where they are. Well, that's true. He wrote this. All right. Good friends, take this doctrine of the sudden teachings, the sudden teaching, capital S, capital T. Look at it and practice it together. Fix your resolve on it and receive and guard it, because it is tantamount to serving the Buddha. If for all your lives you receive and guard it and do not retrogress, you will enter into the ranks of the sacred. Now I should like to hand it on. But from the past, the Dharma has been handed down in silence. Only when the great resolve has been made and there has been no retrogression from enlightenment or bodhi, then should it be passed on. When you meet people whose understanding is not the same as yours, and whose resolve is not determined, never recklessly demonstrate the teaching to them. If you do so, you will do them harm, and in any event, it will be of no value whatsoever. If you happen to meet people who do not understand and who despise this teaching, for 100 kalpas, 10,000 kalpas, 1,000 lives, Buddhism will be extirpated. Shit. Well, Good thing I'm reading this on YouTube where nobody can hear it and extirpate Buddhism. End quote. The master, 33. The master said, quote, good friends, listen. I will preach to you a verse of formlessness. I will cause the destruction of the crimes of you deluded people. It is also called the verse for destroying crimes. Quote within quotes. The verse says, really? That's in quotes within quotes? And I quote, here's the thing I'm going to quote. No, that should have been outside the quotes. Who put this together? Guys, pay attention to what you're doing. The verse says, the ignorant person practices seeking future happiness and does not practice the way, and says that to practice seeking future happiness is the way. Though he hopes that almsgiving and offerings will bring boundless happiness, as before, in his mind, the three karmas are created. If you wish to destroy your crimes by practicing seeking future happiness, even though in a future life you obtained this happiness, the crime will still be left. If you can, in your mind, cast aside the cause of your crimes, then each of you, within your own natures, will truly repent. If you awaken to the Mahayana and truly repent, evil being removed and good achieved, you will truly attain to crimelessness. If students of the way observe their own selves well, they will be the same as those already awakened. I am causing this sudden teaching to be transmitted, and one who aspires to learn it will become one with me. If in the future you wish to seek your original body, wash out the evil causes of the three poisons from within your minds. Work hard to practice the way. Do not be absent-minded. If you spend your time in vain, your whole life will soon be If you encounter the teaching of the Mahayana sudden doctrine, join your palms in devotion and sincerity, and strive earnestly to reach it. End quote. I would, but then I'm reading right now, so I have to keep my hands where they are. Okay, end quote. End quote within quotes. The master is still talking. When the master had finished preaching, so the master is talking about, end. Guys. Okay. So end quote within quotes. They didn't put end quote, but they should have. When the master had finished preaching, the prefect Wei, W-E-I, the government officials and the monks and laymen uttered words of praise. Quote, what a boundless teaching. This we have never heard before. End quote. 34. The prefect Wei bowed deeply and said, quote, your exposition of the Dharma was certainly amazing. Right now, I have some small doubts that I should like to ask you about, and hope that out of your great compassion, you will resolve them for me. End quote. The master said, quote, if you have doubts, then ask. There's no need to repeat yourself. End quote. I hear what he's saying. From 1400 years in the future, if you want to ask me something, don't ask, can I ask you something? Because what if I said no? You already asked me something against, without my permission. No. If you have a question, ask the question that you have, not whether or not you're allowed to ask a question. That's what I'd say. Maybe it's personal preference, a little bit of a nitpick. I can control it when I want to. Anyway, half hour, okay. Where were we? Okay, all right. So, yes. The if you have doubts, then ask. That's at the beginning of part 34, and that's what we're gonna, where we're going to pick up in Zen Buddhism part 17, where we do our fifth recital reading from the Platform Sutra of the sixth Patriarch. Thank you very much for tuning in. Might notice this is a little unusual. If you've seen the previous Buddhist Books podcast episode, then you won't be surprised to see me in an unusual location. I'm not sure how many of these are going to be in an unusual location. They won't all necessarily be right here. But anyway, okay. Thank you all very much for joining me, and if I didn't say so already, please do feel free to click like and subscribe. And I will go ahead and do our usual closing. To the north and to the south, to the east and to the west, to the spirits of light among us and to the spirits below, we send out our reverent love and compassion. May all beings be happy. May all beings be serene. May all beings be in peace. Until next time.